In December of 1988, a Pan Am flight en route from London to New York exploded.
In a few short, violent moments, 270 people died. 11 of the victims were killed on the ground in Lockerbie when debris from Pan Am 103 rained down on their streets and homes.
An investigation would lead to intelligence agents from Libya, one of them eventually convicted of planting a bomb on board. Then President Clinton was outraged and called for a law that would allow victims of terrorism perpetrated by designated countries to sue for damages. Paul Stephen is a professor of international law at the University of Virginia.
There is a fund that the United States established to pay out judgments. One of the ironies of all this is those countries never pay any money, and in some sense, the U.S. taxpayer ends up funding these judgments.
The law led presidents to designate Libya, Iran, Korea, and Cuba, prompting suits that have paid out hundreds of millions of dollars.
You know, there are lots of outstanding claims against Cuba, you know, confiscation of property, people who were shot down. They want at least seven and maybe eight figures.
But in the case of Otto Warmbier, Stephen thinks it's unlikely the family is suing for financial gain.
It's very hard to believe the parents are in it for the money. They, I'm sure, just want to keep this issue alive, and the lawsuit is one way to do it.
The Warmbier's 22-page complaint, drafted by Richmond-based McGuire Woods, comes as President Trump prepares for a possible meeting with North Korea's president. Ironically, it was Trump who designated North Korea a state sponsor of terrorism a few months after Warmbier's death. I'm Sandy Houseman.